Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Broken-hearted? Feeling like the world is over? Convinced you'll never meet anyone else?
Trina's Breakup Boost will help heal your heart and get you back in the dating saddle. She'll give you straightforward opinions and advice for your love life.
Hey guys, well, in the previous episode, I said I would be back this week with some more Q&A, so here I am, honoring those commitments. To kick this off, though, I want to give a review shout out to Blue Tiger Lily, who left me a review on Apple Podcasts USA. And she said, Trina, if you're reading this, you're absolutely amazing. Thank you for always giving me so much clarity and for not sugarcoating anything, even if it hurts to hear out loud. It always feels therapeutic speaking to you, and I'm so glad you have this platform to share your advice and wisdom with us all. You're a gem. Thanks again for everything. XOXO Jess. Well, Jazz, aka Blue Tiger Lily, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to leave me this lovely review. So heartwarming. And it's been so lovely getting to know you through coaching as well. I just love when clients reach out and then they reach out again. And it's like an ongoing relationship starts getting built. You know, so many people I talk to, they're going through a breakup or struggling in some way. Then they might be getting out there in the dating world again. Then they might be in a relationship and not sure, you know, how to navigate certain things, or they want to know, hey, is this a red flag or is this something I should be watching out for? That kind of thing. So those ongoing relationships, that's everything to me. I love seeing people grow, and I love to see people, you know, where they're starting from and where they're going, and just the success stories and just that extra confidence people gain and the way they can start to trust themselves more with the decisions they're making. And I don't know, it's just all very rewarding. And if anyone out there is hesitant to reach out, because so many people, they'll call me like, oh, I've wanted to call, but you know, I was shy, or I wanted to call, but I've never done this before, or whatever. Just call. Like, that's what I'm here for, you know? There's nothing to be shy about, nothing to be embarrassed about. I'm easy to talk to. I'll probably make you laugh once or twice. yeah, it's fun. It's very relaxed. And I will definitely tell you what you need to hear. I will definitely tell you if I think that you were possibly in the wrong with something. You know, everything is for the greater good of moving forward. So yeah, if you reach out to me, I'd be honored to hear from you. Number one, my girlfriend is asking me to choose between my startup and her. What should I do? Well, I have to say that one of the most important things in a relationship is to have someone who supports your endeavors. A girl who is saying, choose me over your startup, is someone who needs to go. Really, she needs to go. that is someone with a very immature mindset and a very selfish personality. You really have to be compatible when it comes to ambition. I've learned in my past, like if someone isn't ambitious and you're very ambitious and you work a lot and you have, you know, things that you're very passionate about or whatever, and someone doesn't, it's not balanced. It doesn't feel good. Like imagine getting rid of everything you have worked so hard for someone who probably won't even be around long term, realistically speaking. This is the same type of woman who down the road would be complaining that you're broke and have no money to buy her things after she did her part in shutting down your dreams. She's a liability. She's not an asset. This girl will eat at you mentally, and you need that energy to focus on good things and positive things. And she's probably also jealous that you have more going on for yourself. The person you're with should be your biggest fan. Girl, bye. Number two, my girlfriend is mad at me for not standing up for her. She accidentally spilled her drink on a girl in a club. The other girl threw her drink on my girlfriend and her boyfriend shoved me. I grabbed my girlfriend and we left. What should I do? Okay, so in a regular everyday life situation, yes, you need to have your girl's back. Unless she's being completely unreasonable about something, of course. But like, it's so important to know that the person you're with has your back. However, in a club where people are drunk, aggressive, and acting all tough, you know the type, something happens when the lights go dark and the music's pumping and people have drinks in them, everyone thinks they're like some badass gangster, you absolutely made the right decision to get out of there. Like, is your girlfriend aware that people get stabbed and shot these days from stupid situations like this? People have even been jumped after leaving the club at the end of the night because people are out there waiting for them. Like, these things end badly. These things end badly. I've heard about things where I live after the club, people waiting for people because something stupid happened in a fight. Like, this is not something you want to mess with. So instead of being mad at you, she should have woken up in the morning and been grateful that she has someone who handles situations responsibly and that the two of you are still alive and not in ICU. It's not worth having altercations in a club with strangers who have no impact on your life. It's just not. Number three, should I be worried that my girlfriend texts her ex-boyfriend until 4 a.m.? And if so, why? Let me put it this way. It's not a matter of being worried. It's a matter of waking up. It's a matter of waking up and smelling the coffee. A matter of being completely disrespected by a girl who craves attention so bad that she needs to be texting her ex-boyfriend all night. You end up with what you tolerate, and my advice to you would be to stop tolerating this. This girl is not serious about you. She's all about herself. This is also the type of girl who would make it seem like you're crazy or insecure for being bothered by it. And here's a message to everyone listening. Don't be so desperate for a relationship that you put a relationship label on something that has no value to it. This is not the kind of chick you call your girlfriend. Number four, my girlfriend cheated on me with my best friend. What should I do? Okay, the second someone does something like this, you stop calling them your girlfriend for starters. Next, you block them and you start to move on your own. You also get rid of this so-called best friend. What kind of self-respecting woman is sleeping with her boyfriend's best friend? And what kind of best friend is doing this type of shit behind his buddy's back? These are two people who are snakes, not genuine, and they don't carry that little thing called a moral compass. When you give someone the title of girlfriend or best friend, they need to honor that. You know, that's something to be taken seriously. That's something to be grateful for. If they don't appreciate those titles, they lose the position. Fire their asses. There is nothing to even contemplate here. Nothing. Number 5. What should I do if my boyfriend talks to his mother on the phone every day? Okay, this one confuses me. Like, what do you mean, what should you do? What is there to do? Are you going to tell him to stop as though he's doing something illegal? Someone who asks this type of question, I would say it's safe to say that they're clearly not very close to their parents. If you think it's weird to talk to your mom every day, the problem is within you. The guy wouldn't even be on this earth without his mother. And it probably means the world to her that he checks in. I just want to know, like, how does that affect your life negatively in any way? How? And sure, it's a different type of situation if he's the type who can't make a move without his mom guiding him, or if he was telling his mom all of your business. But since you didn't specify that in the question, which I believe would be key pieces of information if that was an actual problem, I would say that you're just bothered by them being in contact. Sometimes people are bothered by this type of thing because they're jealous that they don't have that same type of a relationship with their mother. And like, just as reference, look at the previous question. Be grateful he's not on the phone with his ex every day. Would you rather that? And side note, I would personally see it as a red flag if someone I was involved with was bothered that I talked to my mom. That's weird. I'd be like, are you trying to take me away from my family? You're trying to isolate me? It's weird. It's weird. So again, we're not talking about problems with man children here. We're just talking about someone who literally calls their mom to see if she's okay. I mean, it's respectful. It's a loving. At the end of the day, there's not many people in life that will have your back like your mom. So yeah, there's that. And if someone is fortunate enough to have a good relationship with their mom, you should be happy for them. Number 6, the guy that I have been seeing for a year tried to come over to my place at the last minute, so I told him that I was not feeling well and he never responded. Is it rude for him to not respond? Okay, well, analyzing this question, I would say it's definitely rude if you were genuinely not well, right? Because you can tell a lot about people by how they react to you when you're not well. But you were just saying you weren't well because it was last minute. So it was kind of like an F you to him. And it was likely obvious to him that you were lying, which is why he didn't respond. If you were more upset that he tried to come over last minute, you need to be straight up and say that and not lie about it, right? That way it prevents something like that from happening in the future. That's how you establish boundaries. That's how you say, no, that's not how you treat me. Because you do teach people how to treat you, but you need to do it in an honest way, right? You need to be honest in how you communicate. Otherwise, you're just playing games and then getting mad because it backfired on you. So many people do this kind of thing. They lie and then they get mad about how the other person responded. Like, hello? That's gaslighting. It's gaslighting.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Number 7. Why did my ex block me for talking bad about him on Facebook? I didn't mention his name. I just mentioned he was my ex, but he blocked my number. Girl, what do you mean, why? What do you mean, why? Would you be friends with people who talk bad about you on a public platform? Facebook? Like, you don't have to say the person's name for them to know that you are talking about them. You understand that, right? What if he fired up his Facebook and started writing all this stuff and then said it was about his ex? Like, you wouldn't, you know, think, oh, gee, that's about me. And you would just think that's great. Like, I highly doubt it. what did you gain by doing any of that anyway? They did the right thing by blocking you. This isn't a friendship. This is some toxic bullshit, and you both need to go your separate ways. Number 8. My ex got into a relationship within 2 weeks after our breakup. What should I do? Well, there's nothing you can do in terms of what your ex does because they are your ex. The best thing you can do for yourself, though, is completely ignore what your ex is doing. Clearly, you're not missing out on this person if they moved on so fast. It also shows that they are needy for validation and need to work on being okay being on their own. But again, not your fish to fry. Your ex is your ex. Everybody out there, stop paying attention to what your ex is doing. It doesn't matter. Take all that energy and put it into yourself. Number 9, what is the etiquette around trying to contact an ex after they have ghosted you? Huh? The etiquette? There is no etiquette or strategy to conjure up. This person ghosted you. Someone ghosts you because they don't want anything to do with you. But more importantly, you shouldn't want anything to do with them. The last thing you would want is to flatter them by reaching out. Reaching out to someone like this would be extremely desperate, so please take this idea completely off the table. Number 10, I've been cheated on a few times in the past. Should I focus on dating less attractive men? This is something that a lot of people think about. But I have to say, there are people of all shapes, sizes, and looks who cheat. Just because someone is hot, that doesn't mean they're automatically going to cheat. And just because someone is less attractive, absolutely doesn't mean that they will automatically be faithful. No. So I would definitely stay away from that formula. Some of the people you would least expect could be the worst. And the thing with dating, it's always a risk. There's just no guarantees. So my advice to you would be go with who you click with, go with who you have a good time with, someone who treats you well and genuinely seems interested, someone who doesn't leave you confused. And you literally have to just see how it goes and hope for the best. People who are going to cheat usually give off red flags based on behavior that is off. There's usually always some things that just don't sit well with you. So you really have to pay attention to that and cut people off instead of letting things drag on, and that will likely lead to a relationship with a lot less problems down the road. Don't be the naive person who, when things don't add up, they're saying, well, I wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt. No, don't give any more benefit of the doubts out. Just stop. Number 11, what should I do if my boyfriend keeps accusing me of cheating? I swear I'm not cheating and I've not given him any reason to think that, but he just won't let it go. Okay, well, this is the type of guy who isn't healed from something inside, and he is so insecure about something that's brewing within him. Or he is the one who is actually cheating, which is usually a mix of the first one as well, right? So it's a problem internally with him, and either way, there's no room in a healthy relationship for baseless accusations or mistrust. So I would say that he's not the guy for you. You also have to be really careful because a lot of times this type of thing escalates into stalkerish behavior or even physical violence, and you want to avoid that at all costs. I would really suggest that you aim to find someone with confidence and a calming essence about them. And I think you'll find yourself a lot happier. What's on your mind? Are you confused about someone's behavior or where things are going? Or maybe you're on the fence about whether you should break up with someone or wondering how you can possibly even salvage a relationship. Whatever the case may be in terms of dating, breakups, and relationships, I'm here to help. Phone and email coaching can be ordered on my website, and you can also call me on the breakup hotline anytime. 10 minutes free for first-time callers. If I'm unavailable at a certain time, you can leave a request for a callback or call me later, whatever works. So for info on all of my coaching options, visit breakupboost.com. And until next time, thanks for listening.
And that concludes this episode of Trina's Breakup Boost.
Subscribe to this podcast and visit breakupboost.com.
Remember, turning a negative into a positive is the secret to changing your mind, attitude, and life.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.